Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan para bulahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ayan, magandang hapon mga teammates. Narito naman yung paboritong programa tuwing Martes ng hapon. Ang Love ko ang sports. Kasama pa rin yung teammate Thor. At ako lang po mag-isa ngayon bilang inyong teammates kasi ang ating pong guest yung hapong ito ay walang iba kundi si teammate Lani. Hi, teammate Lani!
Hi, Thor! Tayong dalawa lang!
Yes, oo. Tayo po, ihandaan talaga natin yung session natin ngayon,
buti
teammate.
Buti na lang, marami tayong alam.
Exactly. At bilang iya, PhD ay siyempre alam na alam mo lahat ng mga aspeto nito ating industriya. Ayan, kumusta ka na, teammate?
Mabuti naman. Medyo lang... disappointed kasi galing ako sa doktor ko kahapon at medyo yung high blood ko ay mataas.
Okay,
blood
shucks.
Pressure ko ay mataas.
My gosh. Oo. Ano ba ginawa nyo kasi?
Yun na nga eh. Palagay ko kasi tumigil din ako ng kawa workout eh. Kaya...
dahil ba sa ulan yun, teammate?
Well, hindi naman dahil sa ulan. It was just, syempre, towards the end of the semester, nagwa-wind down tayo sa mga lahat ng mga activities. So, medyo nawalan ako ng time. So, feeling ko nakakontribute yun sa increase ng blood pressure ko.
Right, usapang blood pressure, no? Medyo marami siguro sa ating mga estudyante ngayon at mga teachers pati, mga lahat ng mga nandito sa universidad na siguro issue yan ngayong araw na ito, o ngayong mga panahong ito, lalo na papatapos na nga ang mga klase. Kaya ngayon, bilang taga-CHK, ay bibigyan natin sila ng mga anong pwede nilang gawin? Ano kayang dapat nilang engage with na activities para ma-control itong blood pressure, high blood pressure nga na ito. At isa nga dyan daw, teammate, ay itong walking na isa nating klase, isang PE class dito sa UP. At balita ko, ikaw yung nagtuturo nun.
Oo, isa ako dun sa mga teachers na nagtuturo ng walking.
Okay. How long have you been teaching that subject, teammate?
Well, this is only my second sem. Pero prior to that, si Professor Rivera, Noel Rivera,
okay,
siya nag-umpisa ng walking class na yan. Together, I think si Professor Kiko Diaz also had a walking class. So, napasama ako sa walking class niya noon.
Okay.
And na-realize ko, maganda pala itong klaseng to. So, so 2 semesters ago, I chose to open a walking class. Maganda naman ang naging results in the sense na kasi before the start of the class, nag-fitness testing kami. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the class, post-test. Oo.
And what made you love the class, Timmy?
Well, one is because... people have this idea na walking lang yan. I mean, what exercise can you get?
Talaga, PE yan, walking.
So, everybody knows how to walk, right? So, it's very easy to do. And you can use it, okay, as a workout. Hindi naman siya just to get you from point A to point B, but rather also to help you in increasing your cardiovascular fitness.
Right.
And also, for some people, it's also a way for them to relax. Kasi nga, I remember si the former dean of the College of Business Administration, si Dean Echanis, when somebody mentioned that... she observed her walking around the Akad Oval and she answered by saying, she does it kasi when she gets particularly burdened in the office. Walking helps her to de-stress. So, she walks out of the building and takes one round around the oval and then goes back to the office to work again. So, medyo na natutulungan siya in relaxing.
As a physical activity, and I'm sure merong ito siguro iniisip na iba natin mga listeners. So, as a physical activity, what will make running kaya, walking better than running?
Well, it doesn't stress out your joints as much as running.
Okay.
Kasi yung running, especially on hard pavement, di ba, nakakaano yan, it impacts your joints. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why runners end up with injuries.
Right, a lot.
So, yeah. So, with walking, it is less stressful on the body.
Right.
Right? And then, of course, the idea that you can walk, all right, as exercise, gives you motivation.
Exactly.
So instead of thinking na, ano, sasakay ba ako? So like my students, kasi I also require them to submit journals.
Okay.
So they realize na nakakatulong sa kanila yung, instead of resenting having to get from one building to another, hindi ba nasa math ka, biglang tatakbo ka sa
CHK.
CHK, ganon.
Oh,
so instead of worrying about getting a jeep, right, or not having any car to take you to CHK, then might as well walk. Di ba? Wow. So you kill two birds with one stone. So you get to your next class, and two, then you are able to exercise.
And do they really do that, your students?
Yes. Wow. So dun yun nare-realize nila na you can accumulate the number of steps per day. And that is in itself already your workout. Hindi mo na kailangan mag-gym.
Right.
Diba?
So ilang steps in a day ba yung ideal na number para to maintain a healthy
lifestyle? Ang recommendation ng US Center for Disease Control is 10,000 steps.
Oh.
Yes.
At ano yung average na steps ng isang tao?
Ang average number of steps, well, like ako, as a faculty member, from the gym to Vanguard Building and my other activities, we call them living activities kasi part yun nung schedule mo di ba?
Okay.
So you walk from the parking lot to your office, from your office to the gym. And so these are part of your living activities.
Right.
Ang average, umaabot ka from 4 to 5,000 steps.
Oh, yes. So that's half lang half dun sa RDA
lang.
Natin.
So you really need another 5,000 steps to complete your 10,000 steps.
So what do you do to fulfill that on a daily basis?
Then yun yung dinideside kung I walk around the ACAD Oval. So you see a lot of people walking around the ACAD Oval. Interestingly, people have this idea na yung one round around the ACAD Oval is fine.
Yeah.
But in terms of the number of steps, the ACAD Oval is like only from 2,700 to 3,000 steps.
So, dapat makatatlo or apat ka pala sa ACAD Oval.
Yes.
Yung isang
mga nakakatatlong rounds ka. Ngayon,
right.
Sometimes it can be boring kasi
same route.
Paulit-ulit, same route So that's why sa walking class namin, we have different routes.
And what has been the most favorite route for you as a teacher?
As a teacher, one of my students, or di-invite ko sila into groups
Talaga?
Yeah, so yung dinisign nilang route is the food route. Walking from Balagtas Street, where street food, Grinderia, and then going to the Alumni Center pala. Alumni Center muna for Chocolate Kiss, and then passing through Balagtas Street, then going out to the UP Hostel, kasi hindi meron ding restaurant sa loob, and then dun sa Mang Larry's Isaw sa Melo.
Nice.
And then passing through Gloria Maris sa so yun yung lahat yun.
Wow, so tour para
tour siya na lahat ng eating places in UP Diliman.
Wow, ang galing. Ang galing ng konsepto yun sa mga teammates, no?
May
purposive walk. Hindi lang siya na basta leisurely walk. You can actually make it may purpose yung walk nyo. And how else to make walking interesting? At ano ba ang iba pang benefits na pag-participate sa mga walking classes? Malalaman po natin yan sa pagbabalik po ng Labuang Sports. Ang oras natin ay 4:04 na makaraan, ang alas 5 ng hapon. And this is UP1602, ikasabi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. This is UP1602, kasali ka.
Sa supermarket, kailangan ko ng tagabuhat.
Sige po, ma. Kunin ko lang yung susi ng kotse.
Wag na, anak. Sayang pa sa gasolina. Kaya namang lakarin yung supermarket.
Eh, ma. Para hindi na po tayo mahirapan.
Okay lang, anak. Maglakad na lang tayo. Exercise ko rin to, eh.
Kung kayang lakarin, lakarin na lang. Tipid ka na sa gasolina, na exercise ka pa. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Jogging,
basketball,
kumain ng maraming gulay,
8 hours of sleep a day,
yoga,
taekwondo,
biking,
mountain climbing,
ruta,
gymnastics,
minom ng maraming tubig,
push-up,
volleyball,
ballet,
tai chi,
weightlifting,
swimming,
football,
diet,
breakdancing,
arnis,
maraming paraan para magkaroon ng malusog at malakas na katawan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wow! Si Superman! Idol ko yan eh!
Bakit mo idol si Superman?
Kasi malakas siya!
Oo nga no!
Sana may superpowers ako para makatulong rin ako sa iba!
Hindi kailangan ng pambihirang lakas o kapangyarihan para maging superhero at makatulong sa kapwa. Pwede ka maging super sa pamamagitan ng maliliit ngunit mabubuting gawa.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Po sa Love Kong Sports, at patuloy nga po natin pag-usapan ang tungkol pa rin sa lakwacha or walking, no? Kasama pa rin po si teammate Lani nating walking teacher dito sa as a PE class dito sa UP. And teammate Lani, kanina iwan tayo sa tanong na ano pang mga interesting na naging routes na dinesign ng iyong estudyante na related sa walking?
Well, yung isang route na ginawa nila is parang in-extend nila yung freshie walk, kasi I found out through my students na nung freshman orientation pala nila, they were taken in groups around the campus to the different buildings kung saan most of their classes will be held, di ba?
So, okay, a freshie walk.
A freshie walk. So, yun nga sa Palma Hall. And then, yun nga, aabot ka sa math building, sa science complex, tapos babalik ka sa ano, sa oblation. Kasi, diba, you've heard this rumor na pag nagpa-picture ka daw with the oblation before graduation, hindi ka daw gagraduate. Pero, di naman, di nalang sila doon para makita nila yung oblation. Kasi hindi ba, you're a freshman in the university, right, and that is one of our most important icons. So, dinadala sila doon. So, doon nag-e-end yung freshie walk nila. Ngayon, my students have expanded the route. So, nagdagdag pa sila ng other areas. So, like yung this current class that I had, so we had 4 groups.
Okay.
One group designed a route that took us into the buildings and up to the 4th floor of first engineering, walking from the gym to Eng.
Wow.
And then you go up to the 4th floor.
So, yung meeting class nyo sa HK parate?
Oo, we always start. Yun ang starting point.
My gosh.
So, you go up to the 4th floor of Eng, one end, and then you go down the other end. And then School of Economics, up and then down. Palma Hall, up and down. And then, ano, yung last namin was College of Arts and Letters.
My gosh.
Up and down. So, 4 buildings siya na inakyat mo.
In 1 hour, kaya ba yun?
Usually, we go beyond an hour. Mga 1 hour and 15 minutes ang pinakamabilis for 10,000 steps.
Mm-hmm. Wow. At ano yung mga reaction ng mga students mo after the 4th
building? Puro reklamo. Ang hirap-hirap pala. Pero sorry ko, you see, that helps to increase the intensity of the workout. Pag na dinadagdagan nyo ng climbing or walking up and
right,
down. So,
right.
Yun yung idea behind that.
May mga bags pa ba sila? Nun? Wala naman.
Ano naman, iniiwan nila yung mga bags nila sa gym.
Wow.
And then, meron din kaming walking route na actually I got this from the from a blog na ginamit. Ito yung running route actually ng UP Mountaineers, pang test nila ng mga apps nila.
Oh.
So it's a 10k run. We knock naman nila, pero yun, dumadaan dun sa Heartbreak Hill.
Ay, ang hirap. Oh,
so, talagang ano rin yun, wow. Test for endurance.
Right, right.
Oh, oh. Then yung last group namin, they took us around the new buildings in the science complex.
Okay.
So meron palang mga connecting paths yung mga buildings na yon.
Yeah, yeah.
Na I was not aware of until I walked it with my students.
Right. So in this walking class that you have, magsasalita yung mga leaders ng group, yes, na anong meron dito.
Yes, in-explain nila and each one is given a map.
Oh.
And in the map, you're supposed to write down how many steps
mm-hmm.
it took you to get from point A to point B and B to C and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then how many minutes all in all.
Wow.
Kasi the idea is, it's not 10,000
yeah.
according to leisurely walk. Oh. It's fitness walking eh. So, importante din yung time to add intensity. And
wow.
Usually, yung pag 10,000 steps, mga 1 hour 20 minutes to 1 hour 30 minutes ang
oh.
preferred. Pero, if you go through, you pass difficult areas, right. Then mga 1 hour 45 minutes.
Non-stop talaga to?
Oo, hindi kami nagsistop. Talagang wow. Walk. But the kids bring their water with them and they bring their towels with them. So my students last semester walk very fast to get to an area where they can buy street food. So while waiting for the rest of the class, nagmimerienda na sila. Tapos pagdaan namin, ayan, sabay na rin sila.
Wow, so yung sa start mo, mag-check attendance lang, di ba?
Yes, yes.
At the end, do you usually do any reflection question? Or
no, they just submit their maps back with the number of steps.
So each student has his or her own map?
Yes, yes.
Created by the students na
yes.
leading.
Yes, okay. Kasi the idea is, it's also for your future use.
Yeah.
If you want to walk.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
So, the idea for this actually came from a website I found on the internet.
It says,
Map My Walk. The general idea is all people who parang are interested in walking, you design your walking route and then you post it on the web so that when other people visit that area, they can try out your walking route.
Oh.
So, interestingly, when I travel,
right.
I find these walking routes. And the walking route takes you around those places of interest for tourists. So, if you are not fit, I got to talk to somebody I met recently. Nag-tour daw siya ng Washington area.
Okay.
So, part of the tour means they have to take you around.
Right.
And when they take you around, you have to walk.
Exactly.
So if you're not fit,
patay.
Patay ka.
Iwan
ka. Hindi ka makakasama. You'll miss the sights.
Wow.
So importante yung cardiovascular endurance.
Right. And so far dun sa yung sa pagde-design ng mga walking routes, do you also incorporate like use of pedometers?
Yes, they okay. always have their pedometers with them.
Phone and, lang ba to or meron talaga silang gadget na?
I always tell them that they can download a pedometer from the internet. So there's Runtastic. And then there's another one. There's so many other pedometers that you can use now. But some of my students, I said, there's even these cheap pedometers that you can buy at the Japan store. The others who invested bought the more expensive pedometers na yung sa mga drugstores na yung, kasi like yung sa yung Omron blood pressure gauges nagtitinda rin pala sila ng mga pedometers and also I think kasi yung isang pedometer ng estudyante ko is Spalding think sporting goods stores also sell pedometers. I bought my own pedometer sa sporting goods store sa US. Mm-mm.
Wow, and how much do pedometers usually cost? Ano yung mga range ng pricing?
Well, the 80 pesos yung the cheapest, oh, hindi ba? Pag nag-download ka, it's free, hindi ba? Yung akin naman kasi, my pedometers, I bought it years ago pa. But they're still working.
Right.
So, during those times, it was rather expensive. It was like $30.
Oh,
pero ngayon, sure, mura na lang yun.
And why is it important for people to use pedometers?
So that you know if you have already accumulated the prescribed or required number of steps, hindi ba?
10,000.
Oh, it's like checking your heart rate, hindi ba? You want to find out kung nagre-recover ka ba, within range ka.
Right, right.
So the pedometer tells you na how many steps you've taken and gives you an idea as to whether kailangan ko pa bang maglakad o okay na ako na naka-workout na ako.
Nakakota na ako. And then meron ka bang sa start, do you give them a question to reflect on while walking? Because sometimes, di ba, kahit fitness walk siya, kaya gusto to ng mga matatalinong tao eh, yung mga naglalakad lang kasi they get to reflect daw.
One of the things I do is to pair them up.
Okay.
You never walk alone. You're supposed to walk with your buddy. So, like swimming, di ba? Safety precaution yun eh. Mm-hmm. You never get into a pool without a buddy. So, the same way with walking, you never walk alone. Kasi yung, I discovered, kasi I gave them the Parkour test.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few of my students have health problems.
Oh, okay.
So, meron yung mga dizzy spells, at saka yung may high blood, mm-hmm, which is very common nowadays among young people.
Oo, no?
Kasi all the food, types of fast food that you're eating. And yun nga, some with some congenital problems. So, the reason they have to have a buddy is that the buddy helps them in the sense na to monitor your how you feel. Kasi at the start, I also told them na you have to talk with your buddy. If you have difficulty in talking with your partner, that's already a sign that it's too difficult for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yung iyong
RPE. So they should talk while walking.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rate of perceived exertion. Pag naa out of breath ka at hindi ka na makasagot dun sa partner mo, medyo health risk ka na. Kaya bantay-bantayan ka. Either you're getting dehydrated,
uh-huh,
or the workout is too intense for you.
Wow. And do they change partners all the time?
What happens is, at the start, they have their own preferred partners. Pero sometimes kasi the partner is late
or
in
absent.
Coming or absent. So you have to walk, so you have to get friendly with your other classmates. So
Right. Then
they get to meet other people. Yun din kasi yung because I encourage them to talk with one another. Kasi yun nga yung pang gauge
right.
If you're able to take it. At the same time, you know, talking is relaxing,
right.
And you get more information. So nag-i-enjoy ngayon yung mga estudyante ko doon sa kanilang talking with each other. They end up as very good friends.
Right. Or lovers.
Wow.
Let's see.
You never know.
Grabe. So, ang dami palang benefits ng walking. Ang daming style, ang daming techniques in order to improve yung handling nito and how to go about it. Mamaya po malalaman natin, ano naman kaya ang mga experiences ni teammate Lani ng pagpapahalaga niya sa walking on the international scene. Sa pagbabalik po yan ng Love Gone Sports, ang oras po natin ay 9:00 na minuto na makaraan ng alas 5 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na makinig.
Naaalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni John John.
Ay, napakasaya nun! Pati yung graduation ni Lynn sa kolehiyo.
Nako, nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon.
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay nakaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi kanila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mong naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Overthink on! Revealan na to! Sabi ko na yun.
Sira kasi yung Bluetooth ng phone ko.
Huwag mo na lang it ka. Gawin mo na.
First line pa nga lang.
Huwag mo siya sa atin maraming PSA. Ang dami ako naiisip.
Nagsusundutan lang tayo dito.
Tropang Radio!
Makikulo sa Tropang Radio. 7 to 8 p.m. mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Dude, chillax muna tayo sa labas.
Sure, dude. Ilang sticks ba yung dala mo?
Tatlong packs, man.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Ayan, yan ang napapala ng adik sa paninigarilyo. At mas malala pa dyan ang pwedeng mangyari sa'yo. Huwag manigarilyo para magpaka-cool dahil hindi cool ang sunog na baga.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Ang mga teammates sa Emil, nagbabalik dito pa rin po sa Love ko ang sports at patuloy nga po natin pinag-usapan ang tungkol pa rin sa usapan ng lakwatsa or walking. Kasama pa rin po si teammate Lani. Ayan, kaya teammate, ay naiwan tayo sa tanong na ano naman yung mga practical na gamit mo nitong walking sa inyong paglalakwatsa nga sa kung saan-saan mang lupalop ng mundo ka nakakarating?
Well, first of all, pag lumakad ka, diba, airport. Diba, ang haba ng mga airport. Well, dito lang sa Pilipinas, hindi masyado. Pero pag pumunta ka sa mga ibang, lalo na yung mga top airports, na kagaya dun sa Incheon, or sa, sa Narita, or yung Dubai Airport na lang, napakadami nung mga gates nung airport na yon. Mm-hmm. And usually, mga airports na yan, hindi lang A, B, and C. Okay? May D and E pa yun.
Right, of course.
Okay. Sections na yan.
Ang dami.
Yeah. So, kailangan mong maglakad. Diro mo, maglalakad ka, dala mo yung backpack mo or hila-hila mo yung cabin bag mo.
Right.
Eh kung hindi ka fit, mahihirapan ka. Or worse, hindi mo maabot yung connecting flight mo. Or at the same time, usually yung mga when you wait for a connecting flight,
right.
Mga bibigyan ka ng 2 to 3 hours in between connecting flights, mm-hmm. just so you can get to the gate on time. But if the gate is nearby, what do you do for the rest of the time? You're going to sit in that plane for around 8 hours. I once took a flight from Dubai to LA, 14 hours. And in the plane, one of the instructions is for you to walk around the plane, hindi ba? And do some exercises.
Saan ginagawa mo?
So sa airport, nagwa-walk ako. Kina-count ko yung number of steps
talaga?
Ko. Para alam kung naka 10,000 na ako. Tapos noon, para pagsakay ko ng eroplano, pagod na ako, tulog na ako.
Nice.
So yun yung advantage noon.
Wow.
And then, also, when you get off the plane, especially if you're traveling by yourself, you have to know where to take your public transportation. Mm-hmm. So the choice is either take the train or take a shuttle bus from the airport to the city. And usually, yung mga buses na yon or trains ay malayo din from the airport. Maglalakad ka.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a traveler, kailangan fit ka eh. And you're able to get nga to these areas without getting tired. Kasi imagine mo, kung pagod ka na, anong gagawin mo? Upo ka na lang doon. Ano? Eh, walang tutulong sa'yo. Exactly. Di ba? Wow. So, although, totoo naman yun sa mga international airports, merong ano, 'di ba, yung golf cart na, pero usually that's reserved for seniors.
Okay. Diba?
Or women with children, mm-hmm, para isakay. So you who is traveling by yourself and looks young like I do.
Yeah. Amen to that.
are forced to walk.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so far, ano yung proudest moments mo na buti na lang kamo naglalakad ako, kundi yung mga ganun. Meron ka ba mga ganun moments?
Well, yes. I would think kasi naman na, well, in all those places I've been to, nag-walk talaga ako kasi one is you're able to see places, right, if you walk.
Exactly.
Kasi if you're going to take the car, problema dyan, ipapark mo pa, babalikan mo, and you, parang you're limited in terms of your travel,
right,
as opposed to if you're walking. So, I knew na it would help me a lot kasi this, I really started walking during my first term as dean in 1999,
okay,
to the year 2000. Kasi nga, I did not have the time anymore to exercise, to work out. Usually, ang workout ko aerobics.
Okay.
So, ang ginagawa ko, nagsisingit-singit ako ng walking in between. Yung when I'm already bogged out in the office, I go out of the office and walk. Kaya
where?
Kilala ko around the campus.
Okay.
So, I would walk around the campus just so ma-stretch out ko yung body ko and then go back. So, and I realized na okay pala tong walking kong to, no, kasi ano, it was a good substitute for my aerobics, and so I'm able to maintain my fitness, so yun yung point doon. And as a traveler, na realize ko yung value niya. When I went to Korea to visit my daughter sa Seoul, ang haba ng linalakaran sa Seoul, hindi ba? Ang lalayo ng mga subways nila.
See, everything is subway.
Everything is subway. Tsaka if you're going to go to the Gyeongbok Palace,
lakad
talaga yan. And napakalawak ng grounds, hindi ba? From the palace itself to the parks, etc. If you really want to see it, you have to walk.
Right.
Then, the same thing when we were in China, when I went to see the Forbidden Palace.
Oh, man. Yung
sa Beijing, mm-hmm, na mas lalo na yung Summer Palace, which is, I think, man, more beautiful than the, the Summer Palace, kasi may lake eh. May lake yung Summer Palace. Tapos, aakyat ka dun sa bundok kasi there's a Buddhist temple at the top.
Okay.
And so my proudest moment is I would think na naabot ko yon na kinayanan ko.
Great Wall.
Ha?
Sa Great Wall.
Yes!
Inakit mo ba yun?
Inakit ko ang Great Wall of China. Hindi ko siya matapos. Kasi imposible naman talaga. Pero proud ako na mas malayo naman ang naabot ko from the average tourist.
Right.
Yun yung point doon.
Grabe.
Yeah.
And at what age?
Hindi ko na maalala how old I was when I went to the Great Wall.
Pero now that you're still able to...
Yes, this is a general idea. Kasi if you're going to travel, and this I got from an American professor's lecture when she was talking about fitness. And she said, to work out, you have to have a goal.
Right.
For many people, they work out because they're going to participate in a competition. Mm-hmm. Diba? Yung mga nagra-run, sasali dyan sa mga fun run na yon. But if you're an elderly person or an aging person, ang mas magandang goal is to travel.
Right.
You're not going to enjoy your travel if you're going to just stay in the hotel. You have to walk around. Kaya sabi niya, for her, yun yung idea niya, you work the whole semester but you're walking in between as your workout, because your idea is, when I go to this place, sabi niyang ganon, you're going to see the sights and you're going to walk it.
Exactly.
So, yun na rin ngayon ang aking goal, na when I go to a new place, I check out the places I'm going to go to. And you can download walking routes or walking maps. Okay. Meron ng mga maps ngayon eh na dinidesign na rin nila for these tourists who would like to walk.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, kasi it's two birds with one stone. As I said, you're working out and you're seeing the sights.
Exactly. Diba?
No? So, Japan in particular, may walking maps kang madadownload.
At free yung mga yan.
Free. You can download it.
Really?
And you get to see more than if you were riding a tourist bus.
Oh, naman. Diba? And so far, do you do the walks by yourself or do you follow you my buddy system?
Oh, yes. I travel usually with my husband or with my younger daughter.
Okay.
Ngayon, when going back to my story with about my younger daughter sa Seoul, sabi ko, every time we would go back to our guest house, bakit ako pagod na pagod? Eh, nag-walk naman ako regularly.
Right.
So, I decided to wear my pedometer to find out bakit ako napapagod. Yung pala ang linalakad namin every day ay 20,000 steps.
Grabe.
Eh 10,000 lang ang ginagawa ko. Kulang
pa. Wow, kulang pa pala.
So now I know bakit ako pagod na pagod sa gabi. Kung 10,000 steps lang yung linalakad namin, kayang-kaya ko. Eh 20 pala yung ginagawa namin.
Wow.
Eh yung daughter ko, hindi naman niya napapansin yun kasi yun yung bata pa siya. Sanay siya talagang naglalakad. Kaya yun talaga ang kanyang workout din.
Right,
so,
right.
Yun. Kasi, layo ng pupuntahan mo eh. Like, pupunta ka lang sa mga, yung mga recommended sites, hindi ba? The Hanok Village, malaki. So mahaba rin so, yun, hindi ba? Tapos yung, sa Namsam Tower, which is a favorite shooting site sa mga Korean drama. You can walk up to the Namsam Tower. If you don't want to take the bus or you don't want to take the cable car, you can walk it. Challenge yun.
Advantage. nakalibre ka na. Naka-lakwacha, naka-exercise ka
yes.
pa.
Yes. Oo.
Grabe.
Yun yung isa pa nga palang benefit. Libre. Nakakalibre ka.
Oh. Well, ang kapalit lang, tubig. Kasi uhaw ka. At sana lang, hindi umulan.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you do when it rains?
I always bring an umbrella.
Here? Sa UP?
Yeah, I check the weather.
Ayaw nga.
Check the weather. My students in my class bring their umbrellas with them.
Oh.
Or you...
So rain or shine siya?
Oo, rain or shine siya.
Oh.
Or you bring a small backpack para malalagay mo na doon yung water bottle mo, your folding umbrella, and your towel.
Right. Good idea. No, so, ano lang yung mga when should you not walk naman?
Well, yung mga, you also have to check out the areas na safe siya. Kasi like, kung masyadong busy yung traffic,
dito ba safe pa sa UP? Ang daming sasakyan din?
Yeah, kaya nga, we usually take yung mga roads na there aren't too many vehicles passing by. Pero minsan nga, hindi mo ma-help. You have to come out, like sa Akad Oval. Mm-hmm. So, na-inhale mo yung mga fumes, ganon.
Right.
So, yung class ko, may route kaming, we had to walk to Filcoa and then go into Techno Hub.
Okay.
So, medyo yun yung hindi siya masyadong healthy kasi nga because of all the fumes. And of course, minsan some of the problems about yung mga dogs on the loose na hindi mo
diba,
alam, baka mamaya stray dogs, kagating ka.
Shucks.
So, usually yun ang winawarn ko yung mga students about vehicular traffic at saka yung stray animals.
Right.
Huwag mong lalapitan. Oo.
So get to know where familiarize yourselves then.
And then check the weather kasi there's there are websites that are quite accurate. AccuWeather for one. Yahoo Weather, it tells you how many during what hours of the day there's a greater percentage for rain.
Okay.
So, chine-check ko yun before my class.
Accurate naman?
Oo, accurate naman. Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, it tells you na there's 50% chance of rain from this hour to this hour. Dala ka na ng payong.
Ayos, mm-hmm. ayos. At ngayon nga, napapatapos na yung SEM, no? At exam week na po next week ay ano kaya yung mga wisdom na pwede nating mapulot from Dinlan in order for us to succeed this semester well, no? Ito kayang walking ang solution dyan. Bago kaya mag-exam, kailangan mag-walking. Paalamin po natin yan sa pagbabalik po ng Love Kong Sports. Ang oras natin, 15 minuto na lamang bago sumapit ang 6:00 ng gabi. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Yung bill niyo po sa kuryente.
Ano ba yan? Kararating lang ng bill ng tubig, kuryente naman ngayon. Sabi pa sa balita, magtataas ng singil sa kuryente. Kasalanan to ng gobyerno eh.
Ma, naiwanan niyo pong naka-on yung TV sa kwarto.
Eh kasi naman,
tsaka ma, umaapaw na po yung tubig sa banyo.
Kami nating gastusin.
Wala na ba tayong magagawa kung hindi ang manisi? Maging mapanuri sa sarili. Kung minsan, ang ugat ng problema ay nagsisimula sa atin.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, 6:00 hanggang 7:00 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Do you love me?
Yes.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you always be there for me?
Yes.
Will you do anything for me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Are you willing to go all the way with me?
No.
As a woman, you have a choice. Yes is not the only answer. Learn to say no.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love Kong Sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Ang teammate Simon na nagbabalik dito pa rin po sa Love Kong Sports, kasama rin yung teammate Thor, kasama ang ating walking expert, yes, or walking guru, na si teammate Lani. Ayan, kanina teammate, naiwan tayo sa tanong, ano kayang pwedeng gawin ng ating mga estudyante or mga teachers ngayon na stress out na kasi papatapos na yung semester para magapan itong mga ginagawa nila sa buhay?
Well, yun nga, take a break and walk around the campus. You can design your own route. Maybe going up and down some stairs might be a good idea, right. Diba? And at the same time, it helps you to relax, diba, when you walk.
And deep na mga realizations mo after mo mag-walk, diba?
Yeah.
Do you do that din?
Yes. As I walk, I think about things, recall what I did, what am I supposed to do. You can even plan while you're walking. Right. Diba? What are the things you're going supposed to do pa for this activity or event. So, maganda siya talagang way to reflect at the same time you're working out.
Exactly. And is it best to be done on a daily basis or okay lang kahit not so frequent naman?
Ako, my walking is actually 3 times a week. But you can do it on a daily basis. Maybe in the evenings or early in the morning. Actually, yung aking doctor, sabi niya, that's a way of bringing down your blood pressure.
Okay.
Kasi when you walk, you sweat. Ang sabi nga niya sa akin, walk at 12 noon.
Why?
Because it's so hot, di magsisweat ka, di lalabas lahat ng salt sa body mo. Di babalik sa normal yung blood pressure mo. Yun ang gusto niyang gawin ko. Sabi ko, doc naman, madidehydrate
naman. Oo, lang naman. So, kailangan din maraming tubig.
Yes, may dala kami. Oo. Dala.
Right. At anong kasing shoes yung dapat mong suot?
Well, Any pair of rubber shoes is okay, pero ang napapansin ko kasi some of my students wear tong mga sneakers na hindi siya masyadong maninipis yung mga sole. So medyo hindi siya masyadong comfortable for walking
or cushioning your
feet. Yes, that's true. So invest in a good pair of walking shoes.
Right, and find a good buddy.
Yeah, and find a good buddy.
Right, at ngayon nga, mag-exam na kayo mga teammates. Ay sana maalala ito yung aming discussion at sana makatulong to sa inyo para to get the blood flowing.
Yes.
Din proven na ba yun na kailangan mag-exercise bago mag-exam? I mean, exercise actually promotes intelligence or what? Itong mga walking-walking na to?
Yeah, of course. Hindi ba? Kasi it helps get you, makes your mind active, hindi ba? So, mas nakakapag-isip ka ng
mga paano siya sabihin niya din, napagod naman ako, din ako nakapag-aral.
Ay, nako, di. nasa sa tao na yon.
Right.
Pero normally ako, after I work out, buhay na buhay ako eh.
Mm.
Imbes na inaantok.
Right. Kasi for some people, di ba, that's their excuse.
Yes, that's their excuse. Nah. But actually, it makes you alive. Ganun ang feeling ko eh after working out. Ikaw ba, hindi ka ba ganun?
Hindi, gusto, ano? Gusto ko after workout.
Oo, di ba? Parang so, gusto mong ang dami mong gagawin pa. Diba?
So, ma-realize mo siya ang lawak ng mundo.
Mm.
Yung pinaka gusto ko about walking actually din kasi pag naglalakad ka, makikita mo siya ang dami pa ibang tao, ang lawak pala ng mundo, hindi lang ako yung may problema.
Yeah,
yung mga ganun.
Yeah, oo. Oh, oh,
oh. So, ang saya.
At saka, ano, interesting ang walking kasi you get to see and some things na you would normally not see if you were riding a vehicle, di ba?
Right.
So like yung mga sa Japan nun, yung mga walkways nila, yung pedestrian pedestrian crosswalks nila, yung elevated.
Oo.
Nagugulat ako kasi ang gaganda pala nung mga sights doon pag nasa niya. Na hindi mo malalaman kung hindi mo tinake, di ba?
Ganda yung mga roof nila mismo.
O kasi ang style nila, di ba, which I think they're trying to follow in Makati na connecting buildings
dun
sa... And if you were to... Kasi dapat may aesthetics then in the way of designing these. So that people will enjoy the walk. Yung may dadaanan kang parang fountain, mga ganon, ano?
Breaks ka.
Oo.
Pleasant to the eyes.
Pleasant to the eyes, hindi ba?
Kasi yung nga, dito sa atin, ang daming lakad pero burden parang burden yung lakad. Kasi nga, yung pavement mismo, yung stairs mismo.
Tapos yung mga vendors na nasa sidewalk.
Yun nga pala
ang isa kong parang gustong advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to walk more.
Right.
Pero the sidewalks are so narrow. Tapos nagtitimda pa na nandun lahat ng mga vendors. Of course, you know they want to make a living, but this discourages people from walking.
It becomes a safety issue
because instead of walking on the sidewalks, they now have to walk on the street. So, dapat talaga, our local government units should look into this in terms of planning mga sidewalks natin so that you make it a pleasant experience for the majority of the pedestrians.
Right.
So that it can also encourage or motivate them to walk.
Kailangan matinding policy making dyan din, no?
Kasi
ngayon, lasensyado na, meron pa silang mga permits to operate itong mga sidewalk vendors. Even in the pedestrian. You can see that at night, di ba? Pero ko walang. Diyos ko, ang dami. Oh well, grabe. Teammate Lani, natapos namin isang oras at ang dami namin natutunan sa'yo. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
At anong masasabi mong payo bilang panapos na advice ating mga listeners?
Well, yun nga, if you cannot work out regularly, maybe you should consider walking. I heard that some contractors now are are considering this, putting walking routes dun sa mga in between their buildings.
Oh, really?
Oo. Para yun nga, to motivate people to exercise also.
Right. And sana ay may mangyaring big change dito sa the way the environment shapes you din daw nga.
Yes,
kasi
yes.
Din, no?
Oo.
At sana i-promote ng ating government yung walking na iya. Maraming salamat mga teams. I hope marami po tayo natutunan. Ay, ako, ang dami ko natutunan personally. At i-apply ko na yan mamaya at mamaya din. Maglalakad na rin. Magda-download na ako ng aking pedometer. Ay, mga teammates, sana ay kayo rin ay nag-enjoy at maraming natutunan. At abangan niyo po ulit kami next week sa dito pa rin po sa Lab Kong Sports. Susunod po, usap UP nating mahal. Ayan, oras po natin ay 5 minuto na lamang bago sumapit ang alas 6 ng gabi. Ang DZP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Din sabay tayo. DZP 1602,
kasali ka!